Growing up in Vietnam, when you go into a Catholic home, you will see a statue of the Sacred Heart and a statue of the Immaculate Heart of Mary or Our Lady of Fatima, right? So I grew up with those, but I really didn't know the message of the Sacred Heart until I went to the seminary. And the sayings really teaches us a lot about the message of the Sacred Heart, the tender and loving heart of Jesus. God, fully God, fully man, fully divine, fully human, the one who became incarnate, live among us in all things but sin, chose to feel everything that we as human beings gone through, so that in our toughest trial and in our hardest day, we understand deep within our own self that we have God who understands us. Imagine that. If you read all of the ancient Greek, Roman, pagan mythologies, we hear stories of gods, right? Or goddesses that gone, but they're all having fun, or they're doing this and that, but they never chose to be compassionate, loving, and give themselves totally and completely to their subjects, to human beings. Of course, we heard the story of Zeus, right? He was so busy shagging up with everybody that he sees, right? Or like we see story of Apollo or Aphrodite or any of the gods. They were having so much fun and they were fighting among themselves. But never God, who truly chose to become one of us, to live like us in all things but sin, to love us even when it hurts. And St. Paul said very clearly, what is this love of God? That while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He loves us. Remember this, my brothers and sisters, what's happening today. Of course, many of us in the nation rejoice, right? For the dignity of life have been protected and observed and upheld. But we're much more than being anti this or anti that. If we're truly pro-life, make sure that we are pro-life. Of how we take care of people from the moment of conception until natural death. Stop being political about this. We need to be Christians in how we act, in how we care for each other, so that none have to make that hard decision. You understand that? Go beyond the politics. Go beyond all these slogans that are being used out there. At the heart of Jesus, to love those who are struggling, or those who even have to be tempted to think of such a decision, and provide means so that they can be cared for and loved, so that every child is a gift of God, not just a slogan. Care, love, and give our very self like the heart of Jesus. So that every human person, from the moment of conception until natural death, is treated in his image and likeness, is loved. My brothers and sisters, I always remember my mom. She wanted to have a bigger family, right? God only gave her 2 sons, right? And both of us, she gave birth to us through C-section in Vietnam in the 80s under the communists. So she shows us her own wounds of how they butcher her, basically opened her up and took us out. And there are days before my birth and my brother's birth that she doesn't remember. She was out for many days. But she knew the consequences of what it means to give life. It's not easy, right? So for us too, to protect and to defend life, it gotta hurt by how we begin to love like the heart of Jesus. My brothers and sisters, the heart of Jesus also teaches us that we need to be compassionate toward those who make mistakes too. What did the gospel tell us today? There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents, over 99 who are so self-righteous. If we're so self-righteous, be careful of false piety and devotion. Are we serving God, or are we using God to serve ourselves? Don't lie. Don't use God's name to serve yourself. He knows your and my intentions. We can lie to the whole world, but we cannot lie to Him. Be genuine, be true, be real, be humble like the Sacred Heart of Jesus, loving those who made mistakes too, loving those who don't share the same views as us. Jesus chose to love the Pharisees and the scribes. He chose to love even those who condemn Him. This is what we're called to do as Christians. And in a very special way today too, the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the solemnity today plays a big sentimental role in my own personal life. Because exactly a year ago, I took my oath of office as an Air Force officer and chaplain. And I can tell you, I'm being challenged every day with the bureaucracy that's there. I don't like some of the things, right? But we endured all those so that we can be present to those who are in need of help. Our world is imperfect, but we can perfect that with how we choose to love. So my brothers and sisters, a lot of things to rejoice today, but don't make it into a period. The works is beginning. Begin today by how providentially He allowed it to happen today, so that with the heart of Jesus, we can reconcile the world, to care for the world, to love the world who are so broken, so hopeless, and lost without Him.